broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September 29th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and our goal always remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. The blueprint for liberty is the answer, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, inspired by the almighty brilliant and the solution of the problems we face today. Look, pure application of the principles once made America great. It can do it again. A good, honest, moral people who insist on the proper role of limited government via the checks and balances put in place by our founders. Do we need revolution? I don't think so. Go study history. They don't turn out very well. But do we need a restoration? Without question. And we ask for your help. I'm going to dispense with the previous show's news that we usually recap. I'm going to dispense with most of our normal protocols for the broadcast today because we have a very interesting guest indeed. You know, there's been a lot of discussion on Barack Obama. Who is this guy? Where on earth did he come from? No one had any idea who he was, and bam, he was a senator. Still no one really knew who he was until the mainstream press decided to make him a household name, and voila, without scrutiny, he ended up in the highest office in the land, the White House. How on earth did that happen? Who is he? What's going on? And there's been a gazillion attempts to find out those details, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Arpaio's investigation comes to mind. Why he's stuck is beyond imagination at this point. He was ready to come with some barn burner blockbuster news. Now it just seems like, mum's the word. For what reason? Who knows? But Barack certainly has an incredible amount of power, an incredible amount of secrecy, and an incredible amount of, what do you want, staying power? No one can take this guy down from his high perch, can they? In fact, the more people try, the more they get attacked, sadly, the truth. You think about Joe Arpaio, you think about World Net Daily has done a lot of research on this. Jerome Corsi, good friend of ours, has reported quite a bit, but again, seems like his efforts were very lofty at first and petered out. And what gives? And, well, man, do we have his real birth certificate? And what's going on? And, well, the reality is, folks, people are asking, for the most part, all the wrong questions. That's what's really going on, right? But there is a gentleman who has been asking the right questions, and he has really hit pay dirt with a lot of stuff that I don't think most of you even know about. Some of you have heard about it, but some of you haven't really dug into the details to find out what real evidence, what circumstantial situations really make up the research. Okay? Listen to this, then we'll introduce our guest.
Frank Marshall Davis, fairly well-known poet named Frank Marshall Davis, who had moved to Hawaii. Frank Marshall Davis.
Malik, I sent you my movie a few months ago, Dreams from My Real Father. When did you first watch it?
When you sent it to me.
So do you think that Barack looks like Frank Marshall Davis? This is a man that he said raised him. More than your father.
There's a great resemblance. Yeah, I think Frank Marshall Davis and Barack, they look alike. Some kind of moles I see on his face, and Frank, he has those too. There's a resemblance.
And does he resemble your father?
Not really. I don't, you know, they say about the years and, no. Your movie definitely, you know, puts a lot of questions in my mind.
Well, would you like to see or do a DNA test one day to know for sure?
That would really prove.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The research is very detailed. There's a film about it, Dreams from My Real Father, the man responsible for it all, our guest today, Mr. Joel Gilbert. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me today.
You're very welcome. First, let's learn a little bit about you, Joel, because we're going to get into a lot of details. But who are you? You're a filmmaker, obviously, but give us a little background. How'd you get into this? Who are you?
Okay, well, you know, I'm originally from a small town in East Tennessee, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Just a small town America is where I grew up. and did not get infected by any, you know, liberalism, socialism of kind of big city media and life growing up. Just a small town with a church on every corner, and don't really consider myself ever to be conservative. I just consider myself normal. And I went to university, and actually in England, did quite a lot of international travel, ended up in Los Angeles, worked for Paramount Pictures as a financial analyst for about a year, and not too long after started my own independent film production company. I started out making films on music history, on Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, Paul McCartney, and then I started making political documentaries based on my study. My field of expertise and original area of study is the Islam, the Islamic world. I studied Arabic, speak pretty good Hebrew also, and I made a film called Farewell Israel, Bush Iran, and the Revolt of Islam, which is a history of the Islamic-Jewish conflict and explaining how the Israelis and the Western misunderstanding of the movement of Islamism is leading toward war and not peace. Another film I made then was Atomic Jihad.
Hold on, before you go on, do you think it's a misunderstanding, or do you think they're exploiting that situation to tear down what commonly is known in the world so they can create a new world order?
Well, it's the Israelis, the name of the film, Farewell Israel, was alluding to the fact that the Israelis were making compromises and giving up territory to the Islamist groups with a fantasy that peace would break out once they withdraw from these territories. From the Western point of view, in our country, we have the leftists that took over the Democrat Party in the early 2000s. The far left took over the Democrat Party, such that today the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party. The socialists and Islamists have always worked together hand in hand, because Islamists and Marxists view Western capitalism and free markets as an obstacle to taking power. So
they're also both willing to resort to the same tactics, right?
Correct. They'll basically do anything and use anybody and any group they can to further the goal of eliminating the free market system, free speeches, free government, because that's their number one target on the path to, as they see it, salvation. Salvation from the Islamist point of view is going to be in the afterlife. From the socialist Marxist point of view, they're trying to create utopia here on earth. And we can go into that more. My next film was, of course, Dreams from My Real Father, which is an alternate history of Barack Obama's life story. Of course, he had his famous book, bestseller, Dreams from My Father, where he talked about the Kenyan goat herder father that he aspired to become like him. And in my film, I show, in Dreams from My Real Father, I show a mountain of evidence that Barack Obama's real biological father was not the Kenyan Obama. The biological father was the man that he wrote about extensively in his book, named Frank Marshall Davis. In that book, he claimed it was just a friend of his grandfather. I think I proved two things in my film. Number one, that Frank Marshall Davis is Barack Obama's real biological father, and he participated in the Kenyan Obama participated simply in a sham marriage to cover up the affair. And more importantly than the biological issue is that Frank Marshall Davis raised Barack Obama and radicalized him in his formative years into an anti-white, communist, anti-American worldview. Frank Marshall Davis, I showed in the film, was a member of Communist Party USA, one of the most rabid American communists, who was also a Soviet agent. He went to Hawaii in the 1940s. From Chicago, he was dispatched there by the Kremlin to help start a strike in the dock workers' unions with the idea of expelling U.S. naval forces from Hawaii. The Russians wanted to expand in Southeast Asia, and they viewed American naval forces in Hawaii as an obstacle. So Frank Marshall Davis went to Hawaii, organized a trade union strike, which eventually failed after 6 months, and came under the watch of the FBI. He had a 600-page FBI file. He was hauled before the Anti-American Activities Committee and pleaded the fifth, lifelong Communist Party member. And this is the person that raised Obama and indoctrinated him. And I think it is his real biological father. And that's what that film was about. It showed that everything.
Right. Now, before we go on, that 600-page FBI file was over like a 25-year history or period, too, right?
It was over a 25-year period. Frank Marshall Davis was followed by the FBI every day. He was on something called Security Index A, meaning if a conflict broke out with the Soviet Union, that Frank Marshall Davis would be immediately arrested. He was considered a very dangerous person.
All right, we got a quick break. Joel, hang on. Joel Gilbert with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dreams from My Real Father, the blockbuster film documenting that Frank Marshall Davis is Barack Obama's real father. It isn't a sheep herder in Kenya at all. We'll get into the details as the broadcast unfolds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your life? With natural health and healing solutions, you can achieve just that. Simply get a hold of Kurt to learn more. Take the free scientifically backed test and watch your progress from there. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Joel Gilbert, our guest, well-known film director, producer, etc. Dreams from My Real Father is his film. It's a takeoff from Dreams from My Father, Brock's book, in which he documents details about how he was raised and influenced by Frank Marshall Davis. The contention here is that Frank Marshall Davis really is the biological father of Barack Obama, and it's not a goat or sheep or whatever, farmer or herder or whatever at all. And the debate rages on about this. A lot of people want to chase the birth certificate until the cows come home. And that's certainly a critical piece because, hey, constitutionally, Barack's not even qualified to be president. Nevertheless, the debate rages on, and maybe we're chasing rabbits down the wrong holes is the point. And Joel was telling us about his career, about his movies. He studied Islam in depth. He's now been studying Barack Obama in depth, and he's hit on something that most people have not even began to understand, which is, why would they cover all this up? Would it be just the birth certificate? That sounds very likely until you dig. And then you begin to find out maybe it's not that likely at all. Maybe there are other reasons. And that's where the plot thickens, to say the least. Joel, how did you get into this Barack thing? I guess your background in studying Islam and some of those things kind of made it just prime for the study, right?
Well, Tay, it's kind of interesting. My second political documentary was called Atomic Jihad, Iran's Coming War and Obama's Politics of Defeat. So this was a film about the Iranian nuclear program and Obama's Middle East policy. In researching this film, I watched about 200 speeches of Barack Obama's, and I noticed that whenever he spoke about the rich and the poor, he would suddenly get a very higher octave voice. He'd get very excited and start yelling and screaming. He'd put on his black preacher voice. He'd always be super thrilled and excited and have this new personality all of a sudden. And then when he changed the topic, he'd go back to his normal voice. So after watching all these speeches of Obama, it was obvious to me that he had this passion for class struggle. No one is that good an actor that you can suddenly turn it on like that. I could see his tremendous passion for class struggle. So I realized something was missing from my knowledge of Obama. So I decided to read his book, Dreams for My Father. And I noticed throughout the book several things. First of all, it alludes to the radical left the entire book. He talks about reading Malcolm X, going to socialist scholars conferences, going to all these ACORN meetings. So right away I could see he was into the little-known world of American Marxism. Secondly, he talked about this guy, Frank Marshall Davis, throughout the book. He even said in there, he even gave hints about Davis. He said, when my grandfather took me to Frank's house, it was as though there was an unwritten, unspoken contract between the two of them that I just couldn't figure out. So there's all these strange references to who Davis is. And I thought, well, let me research Frank Marshall Davis. I bought his autobiography called Living the Blues. And I open up the book, and there's lots of photos of Frank Marshall Davis, and Davis looks just like Obama, looks like the same guy physically, and Obama looks nothing like the Kenyan Obama.
And that was almost like a startling discovery at first, wasn't it?
Well, it was just more than obvious. I mean, I'm a person that, is in film and graphics, and right away I just looked at the photos of Davis. He looks just like Obama, and Obama looks like nothing like the Kenyan student. So that's what set me off on my research, and it just occurred to me I had to make a film exposing the real background of Barack Obama, because I realized at that moment that America was in grave danger because we had someone running for office, or at that time he was president already, who ran as a mainstream candidate. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage is between a man and a woman. He lied about his entire agenda in order to take power, and then use that power to keep a permanent hold on power. And that's the Marxist game plan. You have to remember that Obama was mentored by Bill Ayers from the age of 22. Bill Ayers from the Weather Underground terrorist group, their experience in the late 60s was they would look you in the eye and say, we want to destroy America. We want to murder 25 million Americans. We want to bring down the Constitution and replace it with the Communist Manifesto. And they murdered policemen trying to start this revolution. The Weather Underground turned people off because it was evil, and they ended up going to jail or having to go into hiding for 10 years. When they came out of hiding in the early 80s and popped up in Chicago, they taught the young radicals like Barack Obama a lesson. They said, look, if you tell people your real agenda, you're going to turn them off. So look them in the eye and say you want to help families. Look them in the eye and say you want to help poor people. And then you'll take power and then implement a completely different agenda that no one voted for. And I could see that's what's taken place. And that's why I made the film, to show the true background of Obama is a red diaper baby. That means he's the child of a Communist Party member. By the way, David Axelrod, his chief advisor, both his parents, Communist Party members. Valerie Jarrett, parents are in the Communist Party. All red diaper babies were running the country for the past 6.5 years. By the way, Valerie Jarrett's father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, was a colleague of Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis. They both were journalists working for a communist newspaper in Chicago. So it's a
revolving door of epic proportions, isn't it?
Look, it's a very evil idea that these people got together and they said, we're going to make up a lie and run for office and trick people into voting for me so that we can then implement a completely different agenda that no one voted for. And that's what's happened to this country, and I think we remain in grave danger as long as Obama is in office.
Right. You've been researching for your films and for your understanding of Barack and how it all fits together, and I think you've hit on something vital for the American people to understand. That's why the interview. However, you've got, you know, Joe Arpaio, who's researched a ton. You've got Jerome Corsi, who's researched a ton. How does their research fit into what you've discovered?
Well, they've all done great work. I've met all those people you mentioned. I appreciate what they've done. When I first realized that Davis was Obama's biological father, I realized that the reason they couldn't find the answer about the birth certificate is because they were asking the wrong question. The question was never, where's the birth certificate? The question was, who is the real father? Once you understand that, the birth certificate is less relevant, and you understand why he refused to release it for so many years. And when he did release something, it was obviously a very bad forgery. But I think the research into Frank Marshall Davis explains everything. I show in the film that Obama has tried very hard to prevent people from understanding his connection to Frank Marshall Davis. For instance, his 2005 edition of Dreams from My Father, his book came out in 1995. 2005, he's getting ready to run for president, or he's senator already, and he releases an audiobook version of Dreams from My Father, and Obama does the narration himself. He does the voiceover, and Frank Marshall Davis is scrubbed from the book completely, completely scrubbed. Also, Obama looks startlingly like Frank Marshall Davis. If you look at my film, and you can even see on the website, obamasrealfather.com.
Say that again. Obamasrealfather.com.
Okay. And you can see right there, I think I've proven that Obama had a nose job in about 2004. You can see that he had a very large nose all throughout his youth, and especially at Harvard. All of a sudden, his nose gets a lot smaller. I even think he had a lower lip job because he was the spitting image of Frank Marshall Davis. And I had two famous plastic surgeons commented, it's on the website, that Obama did have plastic surgery. And it's obvious he's trying to avoid the resemblance to Davis, but it really doesn't help because he is the spitting image of Davis.
All right, hang tight, Joel Gilbert. Breaks are coming up faster than I want them to, sir. Dreams from My Real Father, the name of the film. Obamasrealfather.com, the website. Hard-hitting information, ladies and gentlemen. Have your pen and paper ready. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Joel Gilbert riding shotgun.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Dreams from My Father, the blockbuster book from Barack Obama. Very interesting iterations of that book. First versions. Frank Marshall Davis highlighted big time as the mentor of Barack, kind of as one of his favorite people. As time goes on, though, the audio book comes out as Barack's already a senator, gearing up for the presidency, doesn't even hardly refer to Frank Marshall Davis, if at all. What gives with that? Now, Barack, has he had plastic surgery? It's kind of the next question. Is he trying to distance himself from the Frank Marshall Davis and make sure the resemblance isn't quite as striking? Joel Gilbert, our guest, Dreams from My Real Father, the name of the film, obamasrealfather.com, the easiest website to get to see photos for yourself and to get a handle on and get the movie so you can check it out. So, Joel, do we have evidence besides looks that he's had plastic surgery? And maybe we can hit pay dirt on that, huh?
Well, on the plastic surgery, I have two renowned, nationally known plastic surgeons examined the various photos and commented. You can see that right on the obamasrealfather.com website. Anyone with half a brain, you can compare the photos that are there on the website and see Obama has the huge nose, looks just like Frank Marshall Davis's nose, for instance, at Harvard. And then he has this tiny nose after 2004. It's pretty obvious. So that we have the testimony of two renowned plastic surgeons. The lower lip job, haven't gotten much feedback on, but it's also pretty obvious. He's a spitting image of Frank Marshall Davis even today, but even more so before the plastic surgery.
All right. There's a lot of other things that give the looks issue away, too. Moles on his face, etc., which we'll get to later in the program. For now, though, what about these other people? You know, Joe Arpaio somehow got a dead end, if you will. Now they're just silent, and they say, you know, we're kind of stuck. We can't move forward. We can't move backwards. We're hoping to get something, and we'll let you know. There was supposedly a big announcement going to come, but it never materialized. It seems like Jerome Corsi and others, WorldNet Daily, they still care about the issue, but they've primarily moved on to other things. Donald Trump used to speak out pretty boldly and talk about the birth certificate. Now, when he's asked about it, he says, oh, I don't go there. I got other more important things to talk about. Everybody's kind of ran into a dead end except for you, right?
Well, not necessarily. I think Joe Arpaio's office came up with all the forensic evidence and proof that the birth certificate Obama released was a fraud. It was never a paper document. It was simply a digital document. And they proved that. I don't think they moved forward with any other actions because they were sued by the federal government three times over various issues to do with the conduct of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Most of those allegations were proven false, but it doesn't take too much of a stretch to see why Arpaio's offices might have been targeted by the federal government, and that has put them on the defensive for the last couple years. Dr. Corsi has covered my film extensively and written a great deal about Frank Marshall Davis. So he has come along and pretty much joined in with my research and in my findings in recognizing that Frank Marshall Davis is the biological father. As much as we know without DNA, we have a mountain of evidence. Everything points to it. And Dr. Corsi has covered my film a great deal. Donald Trump, you know, it's always kind of had the feeling that Trump was in it for Trump. He was using it to get attention, and I'm not sure how much he contributed to the research on that issue other than sending out a few tweets and getting some attention for himself.
I don't think he did hardly anything except for because he spoke out about it, it got a lot more coverage than it might have got. Other than that, I don't think he's done anything at all. In fact, he's got...
Well, that helped to some extent, but then they simply used him to ridicule the issue. It's a real research issue that Dr. Corsi did a tremendous amount of research on, and so did Arpaio's office. There's a tremendous amount of evidence, you know, conclusive evidence that the document Obama released was not even a document. It was a very bad forgery. And anyway, I appreciate all those other people that tried to expose Obama's background. I think I put together a narrative which is the most advanced and most accurate, that Obama's real biological father was an American communist who radicalized him in his youth. And today Barack Obama is a revolutionary communist pretending to be, you know, well, he used to pretend when he tried to get elected that he was some kind of mainstream Democrat. And he is a radical and a professional agitator. I don't think he was ever interested in becoming president or the presidency. He wanted to use the office of the presidency to agitate, meaning to divide the country between black and white, divide the people economically between rich and poor. You know, there's an evil straw man who controls all the money. There's a fixed amount of money in the world, and the top 1% are taking more than their fair share. So give me the power, vote for me, and I'll make it right for you. This is the nonsense of the Marxist movement that led to the destruction of countries around the world. This is why socialists and communists ended up murdering 100 million of their own people in peacetime. To try to force people to fit into this perfect utopian society. And I hope my film, I think it went a long way toward exposing who Obama really is and what he's up to.
There's no question, and I don't mean to down the efforts of any of those people, Joe Arpaio, Jerome Corsi, both personal friends. I think they've done their very best. I don't think Trump has done a whole lot. I think on one hand, he brought a lot of coverage to it. On the other hand, he brought a lot of ridicule and criticism as well. How do we get this real narrative, in other words, Frank Marshall Davis being the father of Barack Obama, into the mainstream? The birth certificate got a lot of play, but they don't touch Frank Marshall Davis. And that's one big almost evidence to me that it's true. Whenever something's not really accurate or they've got an agenda where the spin's fine, they let it get a lot of coverage no matter what it is. But if there's truth to it where they won't be able to stop it if it gets too much coverage, they seem to ignore it. They do that with talk show hosts who have important things to say. They do that with all kinds of issues. So they're ignoring of this and not letting that kind of break out for discussion even tells me there's more there than meets the eye.
Yeah, correct. Well, I'll tell you my history with it. I came out with the film in April of 2012. WorldNet Daily covered it to a great extent, and a lot of the conservative talk radio type of media. The big failure was the conservative media was afraid to touch it. Newsmax, for instance, who I had worked with. I had been interviewed by Newsmax. I advertised on Newsmax. I had purchased in advance an advertising banner campaign on Newsmax.com to promote the new film, Dreams for My Real Father, and send an email to 500,000 of their subscribers, and all paid for in advance, existing relationship with Newsmax. They called me at 6 in the morning, L.A. time, and said the day it was supposed to deploy, they said, "We're sorry, but your ad campaign has been pulled at the highest level of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, because... we're trying to move to the center, and this might make us look too right-wing. We're giving you your money back. So that was very disappointing. Then I had someone, a good friend of mine, took the movie to the highest levels of Fox News, even before it came out, and said, and they looked at it and said, this is incredible, but we can't touch this. And my friend said, well, you don't have to endorse it. Why don't you have Joel come on and he can tell his theory? And they said, we can't touch this. So Fox News had an experience with Glenn Beck where he was number one in the market. And Obama's OBATs, Media Matters and the others, went after their advertisers. So if you recall, Glenn Beck was let go from Fox even though he was the number one show. So Fox, I would say that they're number one, and they don't want to do anything to jeopardize their ability to make money off of conservatives by selling commercials to the conservative audience. So they were afraid to touch my film. So that was the biggest failure, was the big conservative outlets were afraid of it. Now,
in other words, what you're saying is the conservative wing of the mainstream press did not have the guts to tell the truth. At some point, then they're almost in bed with Obama, aren't they?
It was fear, you know. Look, MSNBC, God bless them, when the film really started getting popular, and I got covered by Daily Mail and New York Times, and we sent out a few million copies for free as a promotional stunt to try to get publicity, MSNBC attacked me in the film about five times, you know, God bless them. So that was the only time we got the big national publicity. BarackObama.com attacked me, but did not deny that Frank Marshall Davis was the father. So that was kind of the history of it, and the mainstream media should have picked it up. I mean, I went to Hawaii twice, which to look at Obama's background and investigate Frank Marshall Davis's connection, and the mainstream media, with their hundreds of millions of dollars, they didn't send anybody. That was twice as much as all of them combined. So they were just the conservatives were afraid to look at Obama's background, and the Democrats, of course, just wanted to promote him without questioning his story. His story was a complete lie, that his father was a goat herder from Kenya, that, you know, he grew up as a kid looking for an identity, and you know, he's this mainstream politician.
He grew up all poor and didn't really know what to do, primarily a single mother, and bounced back and forth between countries. Yeah, his father was there and helped him in Kenya a little bit, but primarily absent. This whole scenario is false, folks. Joel Gilbert with us. We're talking about Dreams from My Real Father, the blockbuster film available now. ObamasRealFather.com. Hang tight, more in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Gilbert, riding shotgun, well-known film director. We're talking about Dreams from My Real Father, the blockbuster film, a takeoff from Dreams from My Father, Barack's book. Who is Barack's real father, huh? Obama'sRealFather.com. Check it out, and you make your own determination, ladies and gentlemen. However, the plot seems to thicken every time we start to dig into this more. What's amazing to me is, and I don't mean to down Jerome Corsi or anybody else who I think they've kind of been stopped on this. They've kind of let it go. They never came out directly and started pushing in the media and agitating for a DNA test or some kind of positive proof of the facial surgery or nose surgery and mouth surgery that Barack may have had, etc. It seems like they kind of let it go. And that kind of goes to this point you were making before the break, Joel, about the mainstream press is afraid of this. Are they really afraid of it, or are they part of it? And the reason that I ask that question, and maybe, you know, it's hard to know the answers, but the reason I ask that question is because to hatch a scenario like Barack's, this is basically a 50-year almost planned agenda to, one, have him birthed, two, cover up the details of his birth, three, raise him, train him, put him in the right positions to agitate, get the money behind him, get him educated to the degree that he is, where, and train him in public speaking to the point that he, and it goes on and on, and then eventually to have him launch onto the stage virtually unknown, but instantly become a senator, and then, hey, after first term, roll straight to the White House. There was an absolute plan almost to a T from his birth to make all this happen. You almost wonder who's really part of it, huh?
Yeah, look, I would not agree that it was a 50-year plan. I think the...
Okay.
The American Socialist Movement, let's take Obama's election, was not the sudden political phenomenon. It really was the result of an American Socialist Movement that his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, participated in Chicago in the 30s and 40s. It penetrated the media in the 70s. It took over the universities, entertainment. So this has been a movement culture-wide going on for many years by leftists, a lot of them out of the 60s, the communists like Bernadine Dorn, the SDS, all these guys, when they came out of the underground, they went into education. So it's been a slow process. Now, they also decided they would set their sights on the Democrat Party, and they slowly, from the 80s, penetrated, infiltrated, and took over the Democrat Party such that today it's a radical socialist party. Now, as part of this process, they trained a number of young radicals in Chicago through the Midwest Academy and ACORN, and Obama was one of many radicals that came up through the Chicago system, mentored by Bill Ayers. I think in their wildest dreams, they didn't think that one of them would so quickly be able to run for president and become president of the United States. I think that was a little bit of dumb luck. I don't think so. I don't think Obama was birthed and raised to run for president one day. I think he just became part of the movement and someone with a very radical background who they decided to promote once they realized that he was very talented and had the potential to run for president.
How would they then get such the cover-up without making big mistakes throughout his life? In other words, you would think if it wasn't planned from the beginning, We've uncovered certain things that make you wonder, but we can't get near the hard proof that some people would like to see, and you kind of wonder how that could really be.
Well, the places where he's vulnerable are his university records, which are private. They're his birth records, which are controlled by the state of Hawaii, which is been under the influence and control of Democrats for 50, 60 years.
Yeah, it's one of the most liberal states in the union.
A lot of mistakes. If you look at his book, Dreams for My Father, he talks about Frank Marshall Davis throughout the book. It's his mentor. Even in that book, when the Kenyan Obama died in Hawaii, there's a quote in his own book. When the Kenyan Obama died, in Kenya, Obama is in college at Columbia, and he writes in his own book, he says, when my father died in Kenya, I did not have any documents to prove who my real father was. I could not inherit any of his estate because there was no proof that he was my father. So he's dropping hints all along the way, and he's made a lot of mistakes. Some of them he's able to go back and cover up. One of the biggest cover-ups, which is still ongoing, which I did not get into my film because I hadn't done all that research to that point, but I'm convinced, and I have a lot of evidence, that Obama spent his junior year abroad in his college year in Pakistan, the full year. He was an international affairs major at Occidental, and all of those students went abroad for that junior year. It was very common. And this would account for Obama's affinity for the Islamic culture and Islamic religion from living in a Muslim country as an adult for a full year. He was only at Columbia during the senior year, and the reason nobody saw him there is because he was taking freshman courses to fill out the requirements to graduate from Columbia in political science. So this is an area where, again, a mountain of evidence, but we don't have the exact, smoking gun type of evidence because Occidental College is a private school and they keep their records closed.
Where's WikiLeaks when you need them, huh?
Well, a lot of people know. Look, I'll tell you another slip-up that Obama did. It was during the 2012 campaign. I signed up for BarackObama.com emails, of course. I get an email one day. It says, you get an email every day with some kind of promotion or offer. I get an email that says this: if you donate today, you will be eligible to win a flight to Washington, D.C. and have dinner with President Obama. You'll learn things about Obama that you didn't know. For example, his father taught him to love jazz music. Right there in the email from BarackObama.com.
Yeah, and that goat herder, man, he's a jazz music fan, but he's got his iPad happening and everything, right?
Well, no, what's even worse, Frank Marshall Davis was a jazz aficionado. He was actually a DJ for a jazz radio station in Chicago. He knew Miles Davis, all those famous jazz musicians. He knew him personally. Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii was famous for his huge collection of jazz records and was a jazz aficionado. He was very famous for that. So right there in their own email, they say Barack Obama's father taught him to love jazz music. Now, he only met the Kenyan Obama one time, allegedly, in 1970 for a week. So you can imagine how they blew it. They accidentally let it slip that Obama learned to love jazz music. You learn something over time, obviously, from his father, who was the jazz aficionado. So they do a lot of screw-ups, but they're able to lie about it and cover it up. When the first
and they're only able to lie about it and cover it up is because the press, even the conservative so-called press, doesn't jump on it.
Correct. Now, I'll give you another example. When Obama's campaign was asked about Frank Marshall Davis in 2008, they did ask him about that. They had his half-sister, Maya, release a statement, and she said, the reason, Barack spent so much time with Frank Marshall Davis is because the grandfather felt that when he arrived in Hawaii from Indonesia, he needed a black role model. So the press just repeated that, and that was the end of the story. Now, the statement in itself is absurd. Here you have a multiracial kid coming in to live in a multiracial society, 9 years old, and his grandfather decides there is a 65-year-old communist pornographer who we want you to spend a whole lot of time with so you can gain a 9-year-old black militant identity. It's absurd. The reason for the visits is because those were parental visits. Obama would see Frank Marshall Davis 3 times a week minimum from age 9 and would spend probably 3 or 4 days a week with him all the way through high school, because not only was it his biological father, but he became his ideological mentor.
All right, we're running out of time this hour. Next hour, we're going to get into a lot about Barack's upbringing. I've got a lot of questions relating to that. We'll talk also about the DNA test that many of us want to see happen. It's kind of interesting. In the old days, it was very hard to get a DNA test, and now it's almost dead easy. You almost just need to find a cigarette butt that Barack smoked, and you could get that done almost, it seems. It might not be quite that easy, but I'm just making a point that I think that there's ways we can even carry this narrative further. There's ways to get more concrete evidence than we already have, although the more you study, I mean, you just listen to the truth about who Barack was, to the screw-ups that have taken place, to the details. I mean, Barack saying he learned to love jazz from his father. His father, meaning Frank Marshall Davis, loves jazz, is famous for his love of jazz, knows all the jazz musicians. And what about his Kenyan father? What does he know about jazz, huh? And so those kinds of details start to really paint a picture that becomes virtually irrefutable if you study it long enough. I've been studying it for years, and you know what? Joel Gilbert just tells you more off the top of his head because of his extensive study than most of us will ever even know. Dreams from My Father is the name of the book from Barack Obama. That, if you check the revisions, that book has even changed because of the details that, well, tie Barack too closely to Frank Marshall Davis, and now they want to minimize that relationship, just like the Jeremiah Wright preacher, the radical ideas that Barack has and has lived by his whole life and have been indoctrinated with from the cradle almost, it seems. Joel Gilbert, director of Dreams for My Real Father, our guest. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Obamasrealfather.com, the website. Joel actually interviews Malik Obama. That's supposedly Barack's half-brother. A whole lot more to come, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Gilbert, our guest. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, this broadcast will be archived at libertyroundtable.com. It'll be live and on demand on your Roku player and on your AM/FM radio stations. You are listening to hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use on your favorite talk station. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hang tight, folks. We got a whole lot more to go on this roller coaster ride.